Michael, thank you. Good morning. Leading our news this morning, Prime Minister Kevin Rudd is preparing to announce budget savings to pay for his changes to carbon pricing. The government's early move to an emissions trading scheme will cost the budget several billion dollars. Mr. Rudd says savings will have to be made to offset the loss of revenue. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa says his government won't accept boats being towed back from Australia. However, he says he's willing to discuss the policy if the coalition wins the election. A Late Line investigation has uncovered widespread mistreatment and neglect in Australia's nursing homes. It found many elderly people are dying or are in significant pain because of a lack of staff and training. The Federal Minister for Ageing, Jacinta Collins, says the government's working on a 10-year plan to improve conditions. The US Deputy Secretary of State William Burns is calling for dialogue between Egypt's opposing political parties during the period of transition. He's in Egypt for talks with the country's interim government and military leaders. Thousands of protesters have again gathered in Cairo to demand ousted President Mohamed Morsi be reinstated. Japan says Australia will stop at nothing to ban whaling. Japan's lawyers are wrapping up their defence of the country's whaling program at the International Court of Justice. They say claims that Japan is lying about the true nature of its whaling program are an affront to the country's dignity.